Anyway, no, I legitimately have never really given a shit about the First Lady, the First Family, or any of the people in charge, except that I hate them all. But mostly just the people running things. Okay. There, now we're recording.
Again, or?
I don't think we recorded anything.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Oh, fuck. My bad, everybody.
Welcome to SitSock.
That's why I look down every now and again at the thing. Welcome to SitSock, everybody. I fucked up.
I'm Kyle, but I'm not.
I didn't fuck up. I thought we were recording for the last 10 minutes.
Kendrick, do you want to talk about metrics again?
I mean,
we were in mid-conversation about YouTube and how they do their metrics, and I was about to start talking about the,
To be honest, I don't really want to repeat that because I found it was really boring.
Oh, okay.
So maybe we don't need to go into that. I don't want to repeat it, but let's continue our conversation.
The thing that I thought was maybe about your thing was it didn't have, like, it didn't go anywhere but the thing you said at the end, which was, hey, did you know that according to the S3 servers that these are on, we have zero to some followers?
Yeah, we have between zero and some followers, according to my metrics that I've determined. I always feel stupid when I forget to turn the recording on.
It's okay.
It's only happened twice, I think, but
yeah,
Kevin can confirm whether or not how many times it's happened.
He's like a SitSock scholar, which is like the dumbest thing to be, but awesome.
Well, you know.
Amy, what was the guy's name that went to Japan and took pictures of the suicide forest? Logan Paul. So when Logan Paul did that video, he actually got to the top page really fast, but it was only because it wasn't because people were actually watching it, or maybe they were, but a lot of it, or a significant amount of it, was because people were sharing it on news articles. So because like large body news stations were sharing the article, they were actually pushing the article or the sharing the YouTube video.
Yeah.
They were pushing the video to the top of the YouTube charts
based
off of the cross linking.
Yeah, like so I think that's part of the Google algorithm.
That's part of it they're changing now, though, because that was a problem that this horrible video was getting to the top of the charts because people were, like, talking about how horrible it was.
Yeah.
Which is, like, train wrecky.
Well, so that's part of the whole back rub thing, whatever it is. The original Google algorithm was to, like, the core of it is to rank people based off of, or rank the validity and importance of a search term with a thing based off of how many people link to it and their reputation. So if you have what are marked as legitimate news sources referencing this, that YouTube's video is going to be bumped up the list.
Yep.
Yeah. So as a trending video, because it is trending. So, yeah.
Speaking of trending.
Anywho. That license plate is not affixed very well.
I mean, it's not, like, off yet.
What's it attached to?
You know, like it's your rearview mirror's in the way, so I can't see. Okay. This is it's thrilling Switched podcast fodder.
It looks like it's wet. Oh, and it was screwed in on the bottom. It just was loose. Anyway, so pod fodder, distracted by shit on the road.
Potter.
Sit sock, everybody. I'm trying to get back out of the thing where I feel dumb for doing the thing. So
what do you mean?
I just hate when I lose material if it's stupid.
I was going to talk about currently, I believe this week, Trump is in the UK.
Okay.
And his wife looks beautiful.
Okay.
Like, she's like, she was getting ready for this dinner or something where they're at Birmingham Palace or something, some shit like that.
Buckingham?
Nope, that wasn't it. It started with Birmingham.
You sure?
Nope.
Anyway.
Let's see here. I just thought,
okay,
I mean, like,
we're stopping.
I guess I feel kind of bad because, like, she seems like, is she, like, has she ever done anything horrible?
Aside from marrying Trump.
Is she actually vapid, though, or does she just not talk a lot?
I don't know.
I haven't met her, so I don't know.
I honestly have no idea. And I don't mean that in, like, a politically sensitive... No, I just straight up, I have no clue. I haven't been following.
You haven't? I mean, you don't just constantly look at, you know, the news and all your friends' Facebook feeds about Trump?
I do. None of them are factual or helpful.
I mean, this
the
one
pro or
is
the
most factual because all it had was pictures.
That's
literally,
fair. Well,
like, you know.
Yes and no. That's an instance. Yeah, that guy's going to die that way. That's how he's going to die.
Yeah, you guys want to watch a man die today?
Well, it's, the guy who dies like that, cause of death's not going to be, you know, old. It's going to be wrecking his motorcycle. So, anyway. No, I legitimately have never really given a shit about the first lady, the first family, or any of the people in charge, except that I hate them all. But mostly just the people running things.
Okay, so I have actually found a real current eventing thing that I want to talk about. So in this section of current eventing, what we're going to talk about, we're not doing that bullshit where Kendrick and I argue about stupid shit anymore. It's just more of like a little bit of insert of news that you can, you know, utilize however. What the fuck is up with your windshield wiper fluid? What? It looks like it's been diluted with blood. Like
I used the bug
stuff.
Yeah, the bug, the bug stuff.
The stuff that
that works better for bugs and for, it works better in getting bug guts off.
It does.
Allegedly, and it also freezes at a lower temperature. So I usually use that all year round because, dude, I've had my windshield washer fluid freeze because when I got the car, it was in Arizona, and then we drove through the worst snowstorm in history.
In Arizona's
of New Mexico history.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was literally a record snowstorm, and my fluid froze. Even though we put alcohol in it, it didn't mix well enough, so it froze. So I didn't have windshield wipers for much of that. So then we were getting covered with mud from it was terrible. So as a result, I'm still very paranoid about making sure that all year round I have the stuff doesn't freeze.
Okay.
So that's why.
All right. So this article is called, yes, open office plans are the worst. So you're going to have to. Next article. So this study followed.
Yeah, all right.
If you're endlessly distracted by your coworkers in the gaping open office space you share, you're not alone. So the idea of an open office is something that is. It's a space to drive informal interaction, collaboration amongst employees, and it's basically, it's an open space that has, like, just kind of tables and computers and desks, and then there's no cubes or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be, like, you know, kind of bright and vibrant and happy, and you're supposed to be able to easily interact with anybody you need to interact with,
right,
et cetera, et cetera. This is a study done by Harvard on two anonymous Fortune 500 companies during a transition between traditional offices and open-planned environments using a sensor called a sociometric badge, I think the company ID and a lanyard, to record detailed information about the kind of interactions employees had in both spaces. So
what?
I think they were doing like like how close your ID badge was to other people's ID badges when you were like working.
I would love to read more about how that worked. Continue.
I will put this on my homepage so you can read it.
Oh, you want to put it in a keep that we share?
No, that's stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that later.
Okay, put a sit sock so we can link it later.
Okay, so the study found is far from first point to fingers at open from the fir- oh this, it's far to, it's far from the first to point fingers at open office space designs. The
research finger?
You can point any finger you want really as long as people understand what you're pointing at. It's the first study that's kind of collect qualitative data on this shift in environment, working environment, instead of relying primarily on employee surveys. So, keeping in mind, I just found this article 2 seconds ago.
Yep.
I've skimmed through it while we were talking about other bullshit.
Well, I was
but it says, from the results, it was perfect.
From
the results, the researchers provided three cautionary tales. Open office spaces don't actually promote interaction. Instead, they cause employees to seek privacy where they can find it.
Interesting.
These open spaces might spell bad news for collective company intelligence, or in other words, an overstimulating office space creates a decrease in organizational productivity.
Okay.
Not all channels of interaction will be affected equally in an open layout change. While the number of emails sent in the study did increase, the study found that the richness of the interaction was not equal to the loss to face-to-face interaction.
Wait. You said they transitioned to open office plans?
From traditional office layouts to open office plans.
And the number of emails increased?
Yes, the number of emails in the study did increase. The study found that the richness of this interaction was not equal to that richness lost in face-to-face conversation interaction.
So they're saying people interacted face-to-face less in an open plan?
Found the richness of this interaction was not equal to the loss in face-to-face interaction. So, I'm reading it again so I can answer the question.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like it.
So they're saying that the increased emails that were sent were not like more rich in whatever they were supposed to accomplish than the increase in face-to-face interaction given by the open office, I think. So like even though people could have gone and talked to somebody, like I guess they weren't.
They just
kept sending emails and they weren't as good or something. Well, the number of email sentences they did increase.
Let's continue. Maybe the next sentence clarifies.
No, there's no more. That's it.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that was it. Yeah.
My guess would be that they didn't want to be overheard or something because everybody can hear your business. Can I was a distracted business? Email.
Business. These are employees. Both groups of employees monitored 50 for one company, 100 for the other. Face-to-face interactions dropped in an open office design. The number of emails sent increased between 20 and 50%, and company executives reported a qualitative drop in productivity. So, what do you think about that?
I mean, that's completely, thoroughly unsurprising to me because I've never met someone who likes open office meetings.
And so, like, open office is something that, like, Google has, right? Or had it, I guess.
I believe at one point Google had it, and then they got rid of it.
Okay.
I don't know for sure on that one.
Because we've always had, like, kind of cube-esque offices, right? There is a spot that you kind of own, and I'm air quoting on one hand, own. And that is your area. You don't have to, like, really openly share it with a bunch of other people. Is an open office more like what you have inside your own office?
An open office...
Like, if that were expanded everywhere?
Yes.
Okay.
Usually, you tend to see... I'm trying to think if you've been anywhere that has it. At Dreamforce, the collaborative... Or, like, the learning areas where it's, like, a long table and there's a computer every 4 feet. That's more like what an open office is.
Okay.
On one end. You might still have... cubbies or desks, but they'd be all, they're all around each other and they're open.
Are they facing each other or away from each other?
They're often, usually I've seen them in lines, so you're facing someone but on the other side of a monitor.
Okay.
If you saw The Expert part two, where the guy calls him but he's on the other side of the divider, that would be an open floor plan.
Okay, and I'm also
with a little divider in there. The last place we were at, the Broomfield office,
like the BuzzFeed offices, when they show them on TV, those are open offices.
The Broomfield office is close to an open office plan, because it's got the low cubes, but not fully. So it's like kind of right in the middle. Because you can sit down and sort of not see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What we have are the full height cubes.
Yeah.
They
go for yourself cubes. Because
I'm not going to talk to you cubes. I've never heard someone specifically say that they like open office seating of the people who are actually in it. Management sometimes like it. For some reason that I don't, probably because it's harder to fuck around.
Maybe.
I feel like it's probably easier to fuck around, though.
Is it?
Well, because you're
but don't you have like a social accountability then? Like other people can see you fucking around, and if you don't want them to, then you should probably not.
That's probably more of what the underlying thing is. But there is another form of even more horrible seating system that I think is always kept in reserve as a threat, and that is what they call hot seats.
Hot seats.
So it's an open office seating arrangement, but you don't get a dedicated spot. When you come in the morning, you just pick whichever seat you want.
That sounds terrible.
Britain doesn't put.
Who did?
Conga.
Yeah, they did.
What? Why?
Well, I don't know. Like, maybe because we're not getting enough done. I don't know.
They were asking if people wanted to work from home, but then you'd come in and you wouldn't have a designated spot, so you just pick a spot in the morning.
Oh, you mean like when we're like, oh, we don't have enough room anymore.
Well, that's one of the things they were talking about was... being a remote local employee, and then when you arrive, you have a hotel desk. We call them hotel desks, but that was essentially an entire bullpen of hotel desks.
I would absolutely hate that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody likes it.
I don't think
friend
that
of mine.
Our work, a lot of the work we do as developers, can be done on like just a one screen desk. Like,
well, that's the thing is, each spot would have multiple monitors you just plug in. I don't think it's going to work for our tech environment since we have not got a lot of uniformity between our. Machines. We've got two kinds of Dells and like three kinds of Macs floating around. So we'd have to have a shitload of dongles and docks just for everything.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't, I don't think it's tenable.
Dongles and docks, name of the band.
Wanna write that down?
Sure.
I can't.
You can do anything, I believe.
The word dongle is in most of those band names, by the way.
Good.
But anywho, so I don't think it's really likely to actually happen. But
it sounds like it's gonna be more productively expensive, like, to do that. Like, you wouldn't be able to recoup productivity based off of the losses.
And I don't know what the motivating factor behind it is, right? So that's why I can't.
Because not everybody can work from home. Like, some people just don't have the capacity to do that. I find it troublesome sometimes when I have to.
No, lots of people. And there's a lot of value in collaborative effort. So I think I wouldn't be averse to that in theory for me personally, but I think a whole office of it would suffer.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind that if I arranged all my meetings to be on the days that I'm in the office, but I don't get to have that strict or rigorous of a schedule. It doesn't work. My job doesn't allow it.
Your
a gerb, because my availability and is fluid.
How does an arrangement like the tripods, which is a terrible name, but it really describes what they are, desks at the other office, the three in one.
That's pretty much an open, pretending to be not an open.
Okay.
So the other thing is, I know open office plans take up less room because you don't have big cubes everywhere.
You don't have 2-inch cube walls between every desk?
Well, no, so you can cram people into a smaller space. And you can also, like, scale up easier by just throwing more computers on a desk and decreasing people's spaces as opposed to, you can't, like, sharing a cube is unreasonable, right?
Most cases, yeah.
Because even our big cubes, it's just, you can't fit two people in there, really. But you could easily fit two people in that much space if you weren't boxed in.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem unreasonable.
That's true.
Yeah, so I don't really understand why you'd want an open office plan, except social accountability and stuff you said a minute ago. But
Amy, what do you think? Open office, that idea, good idea? Hate it, love it?
I'm not a fan of it.
You're kind of in an open office right now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's very centralized.
So, sorry.
So, like, I still have my own private desk. I still have my own...
Bedazzled burrito? I just couldn't... sorry, carry on. I'm done.
It sounds like you're eating sequins.
I don't want to eat sequins. I want
to
go there.
You could if you went to Bedazzled Burritos.
So, anyway.
Centralized?
Yeah, it's like, I'm there with my team, so that's helpful, and it's not everybody fucking walking around and looking into my business. It's just my team.
One of the things in the new office they've talked about that we're going to have is, I think, scrum rooms? Is that what they called them? Or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's right.
So basically, it looks to me, and my speculation is that we will be broken up into product teams, and then in those rooms, it's basically an open floor plan, but with the other people on the product team.
So then, what I've found very helpful about that is that it facilitates conversation, so you can just, like, lean over and be like, hey, yo, what's up with this? But, like, we're not facing each other, and we don't always see what the other person is doing, so you still have that kind of privacy. So, like, maybe some people don't see it this way, but I think it's productive to be able to take a, like, a mental break for a little bit, and you don't have to worry about that if people aren't looking at your monitor. So, like, that social accountability, like, I know that it's accountability, but, like, you still need to turn off for a little bit.
It makes your metrics look good, but because then
not,
you're, yeah, but you're
it's not.
It's
not productive.
Yeah.
So, like, this still allows for that because none of us are facing the other one's monitor. So, like, if you have to look at what your Amazon order is doing, or maybe you have to set a dentist appointment or just something that's not really work-related.
Or feel like a human being and you're not constantly working.
Yeah, you feel like you can do those things.
I faff around way too much.
In the room you're in right now.
Yes.
Well, I think that's
and
also...
you don't think you could do that if it wasn't a room, if it was a whole office then?
So, like, I had a hard time... or at the Broomfield office, I had a hard time because everybody could see my monitor if they were just walking by. So, like, everybody could see what I was doing at any given moment, which was more stressful. Whereas in the office that I'm at now, it's still kind of private and, like, none of our desks are facing the other person's desk. So, like, you can walk behind and kind of see it, but... it's not as stressful as, like, a manager walking by and seeing whatever you're doing.
Right, because they have to walk into the door, and you can notice that more than they can just drift by. And you can close the door. And I think that's what's going to make the scrum rooms a little more tolerable.
Fart box, but it's your fart box?
It's your fart box, and it's your own brand. I think the fart box is actually... I think it works, to be honest, because, like, I kind of miss that from the old days.
I don't know what's happening there, but that's, like, a daily thing.
What is?
Like that. Or it's not daily. Like, we can do that 3 times a week. Look at all the boxes over there.
Oh, the door. I didn't even see. They're behind a plant, so I didn't even see them. Anyway. I kind of miss the old days when it was me and Adam and Shree and Joe. And I don't, like, miss them, but it was kind of convenient where the escalation system was Joe taking one earphone off and leaning over and being like, what the fuck is this? And then I would lean over and be like, oh, that's this. It's like, oh, okay. And then he would fix it and he'd write it up somewhere. Or not really, but whatever. So, like, that was very efficient as far as not having to fuck around with my time. And I never actually shifted out of what I was working on. Because I could just look and be like, oh, yeah, that's that thing. I could continue a lot of times. So that's
good.
was very productive. But we can't do that now.
Teams are too big.
Yeah, because, yeah, teams are too big. The same problems office. Are too varied. Customers now are no longer as...
patient?
Well, proselytizing. Like, back then, we had people who were way into it, right? We had serious customers that were stoked, or we put a lot of effort into making them happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems like we have a lot of dipshits that are asking stupid questions, and no one's stopping them because the people selling it don't even know what they're selling, so we end up with this, like, a lot of ignorance.
Yeah.
And back then, it was more like, oh, you misconfigured that, or, oh, yeah, that's a bug, we know about it, we're working on it, or something. Now, it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I've had so many questions that come in. That? Like, I got to get out of that one channel. I have to just leave it. I'm probably going to do that, like, this weekend, so no one, so it doesn't look like I'm doing it for, like, a reason. Like, after, because...
What
some
channel?
Of the Action Grid one.
Oh.
Because some of the questions in there were, like, eye-bleedingly stupid to me.
Well, I mean, you're always going to have new people, I guess, is what I kind of feel.
I know, but...
And I don't remember everybody's name, so...
They're never coming.
Well, that's my problem is when you ask a question like that, that indicates a complete lack of core understanding. It's like if someone comes to you and is like, I need a GDO with these apps instead, but not those apps, and tomorrow.
I had someone today who was talking about that, like, whole Kongsign thing. Like, it was because they didn't have it connected to the Kongsign servers. It wasn't anything to do with anything else. It was just that they needed to check or reconnect. And I was like... This is why I don't assume anything. Like,
that's also why when people get all like, oh, we need access to the database. It's like, no, you don't.
No, you not.
You really don't. You're just going to waste more time. And then people, like, I think people have this misconception that like the error messages that bubble up are like the secret coded ones. And then we've got all the good information in the back. And usually it's not.
That's
that
true
good.
With Composer.
That's sort of true with Composer.
It's very true with Composer. Every time I ask around about something, I learn something that the message didn't tell me.
Now, that's the thing. You made the same mistake everyone else mistakes, is that you're assuming a ROM is reading something off to you.
He's looking at what the query was in the back end of the database and saying, here's where the query failed.
And it's because he knows what to look for. It's not like there's a little flashing sign saying, here's you fucked
no,
up.
It's no,
more
but
like,
there's
you have
something
to have
that can
a
be
depth
looked
of
at.
Knowledge to understand what the fuck you're looking at, that a lot of the people asking for database access simply don't
oh,
have.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
So, like, it's sort of
let's,
like...
Let's stop talking about work. We don't need okay. to keep talking about work.
That's fine.
But... Our work sometimes sucks is the main idea.
Well, and open office seating is literally now been proven to be stupid. I really want to know more about how they were measuring those little doohickeys, because that sounds dumb.
A little double
off the
dabs.
Top of my head, but I'd like to know more. I'd like to subscribe to your podcast.
You should do that.
I don't.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I would like to know what our subscriber counts are, though.
I would like to know how many people like this podcast.
Yeah, like, comment, subscribe, share. Don't go to... Forests full of dead people.
The fuck you, talk. Oh, yeah.
Oh, weird. It's really short today. I wonder why. Bye, everybody.
Because we left early.